Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Are we to understand that the plot of this one is we're going to actually like alter tornadoes?
And be able to control
it's a little
them.
Over the top, don't you think? I mean, the last one was we just want to put...
So that's what did it for you? That's what put it over the
yes,
top?
Yes, because the other one was entirely accurate.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Downtown Milwaukee slowly coming back into the hands of those of us who live and work here. But there's still a lot of infrastructure left up. That's the story this morning. Some of the barricades have come down already. The security checkpoints are no longer manned for the most part. So you can walk around, but it's still hard to drive around parts of downtown because it's going to take a minute to get these concrete barriers out of here.
And they are everywhere, and some areas have multiple barriers stacked up against each other just for security purposes.
I've seen semis with flatbed trailers taking those concrete barriers out of downtown, but many of them still remain, specifically here, 3rd and Wisconsin, where our studios and offices are, which was one of the pedestrian checkpoints as you're right up along the Baird Center. That is all still there, so it's going to take a while. Folks we talked to who were part of the security situation, we talked to some local firefighters. They said, we're kind of on full staff and through Saturday because we expect there still to be a lot of activity. And there's still stuff happening at Fiserv Forum this morning. Many of the networks are still anchoring their news coverage from downtown Milwaukee this morning. The bigger story is at the airport. Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport, it's not their fault, and they're certainly not alone. Major airports across the country, the UK, Germany, dealing with a global ground stop for several major airlines.
And because of that, you have long lines everywhere, from airlines to supermarkets.
It's tied to a software update that cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike sent out to Windows computers overnight. The faulty update appears to send computers and servers into a recovery boot loop, essentially starting the computer up over and over again, but never logging in. CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz posted on social media that this is not a security incident or a cyber attack, and that a fix has been deployed. He also says Mac and Linux computers are unaffected. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
What makes this really unfortunate is that it's happening today on what was anticipated to be one of, if not the busiest day of the year at Milwaukee Mitchell.
Maybe like of all time.
Yeah.
When have we had this many people all trying to get out of town at the same time?
The line was out the door earlier this morning. Hopefully they've been able to kind of catch up a little bit now and get in front of it. But there were a lot of delegates, a lot of people visiting, a lot of security personnel who are looking to get out of Dodge and stuck in Milwaukee right now.
Producer Greg Pancake Hill said he took a call from someone listening saying that he was stuck at
Speedway.
Greg? A Speedway?
Yeah.
It was actually a few Speedways. So they went to one and then said the computers were down, so they couldn't process debit cards. Went to a different Speedway, still down, couldn't process debit cards. So the problems are continuing.
Better get that cash money if you want to do business, I guess. 7:16 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Sports coming up next. It's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers open the second half of the season. Yes, I know, not mathematically, but it's what we call it after the All-Star break. Don't text me.
You know, technically they have.
There are 30 teams in all of Major League Baseball. 28 of them play today. Two of them get an extra day off, not playing until tomorrow, and those would be the Minnesota Twins and your Milwaukee Brewers.
It works out fine, and I'm going to enjoy the extra day off.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering, to Eric's approval.
Yeah, he's going to enjoy the day.
Not apologizing for that extra day. Level joined us Wednesday on Brewers 360. Just a quirk in the schedule, he says, for the crew. We're set up pretty well here with off days in the second half.
Brewers played a ton of games in the first half, the quote-unquote first half of the season. So they're going to have a lot more off days in the second half and a ton more home games, too, because no team in Major League Baseball played more road games than the Brewers.
6:10 first pitch tomorrow for the Brewers in Minneapolis. The Green Bay Packers' first training camp practice is Monday morning. Quarterback Jordan Love still looking for that long-term contract he signed through the end of the season. Earlier this week, he was at a youth camp and politely but abruptly shut down a question and answer session with reporters when they asked him about his contract negotiations. I guess he had said, like, I'm not talking about that. So,
come on, guys.
And if you,
no more.
And if you ask me about it, I'm going to, well, good for them. They asked him, and he said, good for him. All right, I'm not talking about that. End of news conference. Former Packers lineman Brian Bulaga thinks that is an indication that the two sides are still far apart, because if a deal were imminent,
he's going, hey, we're close. We're, you know, we feel like we're on the right track with this thing. It just, you know, a couple, you know, hopefully before camp or during camp that we'll close that gap and we'll get this thing done. It was very dismissive. Like, no, don't even want to hear about it. Don't want to hear. No. And he walks out.
Blog on ESPN Wisconsin's Wildean Tausch also said he does expect Love to report to camp this weekend and practice with the team, not hold out.
Because Tausch told us, well, Tausch thought it was guaranteed money was probably the issue. But Tausch also said that, look, practice, you're not getting hurt.
At this stage, right? You're not full bore. Yeah. You're not full pads. He's got the red jersey.
Yeah.
Right? And the little napkin they're wearing on the head now or whatever else.
The head protector.
Yeah, the quarterback's not getting sacked during practice, particularly early in the thing. I'm not concerned about it. Like, oh, are you concerned? I'm like, it's going to get done.
If Monday starts and it still hasn't happened, then maybe it's worth asking when you're at your shareholders meeting.
I'm not going this year. I told you. I'm going to EAA on Monday, I think. Oh. 7:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Still bumping to Kid Rock this morning. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, who spent the week with us here in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention, tirelessly filing reports and doing live reporting for stations like ours all over the country, is live with us this morning. What's your flight situation today, Jim?
It's supposed to be on time. Supposed to be leaving a little afternoon time. And so far, Vince, it's running on time. Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, call that one in. Make sure.
Yeah, I would check everything we're seeing, the lines at the airport. Listen, if you get stuck, my friend, we're around, and we're available to you.
Yeah, Greg and Jessica were great hosts this week. Dropped by and saw them every morning over at their location at Baird Center. It was great.
So, Jim, I want to ask you, how did we do? You know, you cover major events all over the country, often in much larger cities than ours. Yeah. How did Milwaukee and Wisconsin meet this challenge?
And that's an important facet here. It's about, what, 500,000 people here in Milwaukee, right?
Yep.
And I think the city did a great job. The security was good. Obviously, had a lot of help from other areas around the region. But, you know, the hospitality was very nice. The hotels were up and running. And I think Milwaukee did a great job.
So, Jim, like you, I was covering the president on Thursday night. I was there for the big event.
Jim, Eric Big Plans Bilstead here stayed for the whole thing and slept at the station. So.
Wow. That's dedication.
Commitment.
Right, so one thing that I noticed, and Vince actually said it too, that it was almost like the tale of three speeches.
Huh.
It was different. It wasn't just one speech. There were so many different themes to it.
Three acts.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, you're right. I mean, it started out, and going in, I asked some of the delegates what they were expecting, what they were hoping for, and they said, you know, we'll probably see kind of a softer edge here. I mean, all week long, he's been quietly sitting and listening there in the VIP box as the speakers have come up and smiling and waving and fairly subdued. And I think people were anticipating that going in last night. And for the first 15 minutes or so, maybe that's how it was, as he described the event 5 days earlier when he nearly lost his life. But then he kind of turned it around. He didn't have the name Joe Biden written into his speech, but he eventually couldn't help himself. And he mentioned Biden's name a couple of times and then kind of went on the attack. So what happened after that, you're right. I mean, at first it started as this nomination acceptance speech. It sort of started, became this backstory, Donald Trump talking about the assassination attempt. And then it became essentially a campaign rally.
I was sitting next to your colleague, Stephen Portnoy, and from our vantage point, you could see the teleprompter.
Yes.
And it was funny how many times
just sat there.
Yeah. How many times the teleprompter did not move.
When should I roll up again?
Right. And you wondered, okay, he's vamping again.
Right. And that's what he tends to do. And I think that the crowd was most excited, most receptive, and loudest when he was off script. And that's what he thrives on. Donald Trump loves that sort of rally atmosphere. And so last night started as an acceptance speech, became a 93-minute campaign rally. That's the longest nomination acceptance speech of any convention ever. The last it beats the record set in 2016 by Donald Trump.
So, Jim, and we're talking with ABC's Jim Ryan, still here in Milwaukee covering the convention. Chicago next for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And this has the chance to have a very different feel. Their party is not in the same place as this Republican Party that perhaps was fractured during the primaries, but by all accounts this week, everyone we talk to, you talk to, seems fully behind and confident in their nominee.
Well, I think you're right, and we saw that the parade of speakers this week, Vince, when people like Mark Rubio and Ted Cruz and Nikki Haley, notably, just 4 months ago, she was running her own campaign for the nomination and coming down hard on Donald Trump. Well, they kissed, they made up, and she was there speaking on his behalf. So I think you're right, and you know, who knows what's going to happen the next month before the DNC, because they can't seem to settle even on a nominee at the top of the ticket. So it's going to be extremely, this whole campaign season leading up to November is going to be crazy.
ABC's Jim Ryan here in Milwaukee. Appreciate you being with us this week, Jim. And if there's anything we can do to help you today.
Yeah. Hope you can
come
get
on
out.
By. You know where we are.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, my friend. News about your money this morning. 30 teams in Major League Baseball. 28 of them play today. 2 don't. That's our game. We'll talk about how that sets up in sports at 7:45.
Global technology outage, worldwide grounding flights, knocking out banks and hospital systems, even the truck stops in some areas, even here in Wisconsin. This massive disruption that's affected companies, again, across the country. The biggest issue right now at Milwaukee Mitchell's, you have all of these people leaving.
Yeah, so this is an issue that's affecting all airports around the world. It's not even just in the U.S. So this is not specific to Milwaukee, but certainly when flights are delayed or canceled, it takes a while for any of the airlines to recover from that.
Now, this was not a cyber attack. It was like an upload glitch, if you will. That was Harold Mester, spokesman over at Milwaukee Mitchell. He says that today is the day. This is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, if you will.
We've been preparing for the last year plus for large crowds coming through the airport because this is the busiest departure day probably of the whole year at this airport. So there's plenty of staff on hand, and that's helping to work through some of this. But until those systems, the airline systems, are brought back online, there's going to be delays.
And they're encouraging anybody, especially if they already know they have a delay or a cancellation, to not even come to the airport. Work from that, you know, via your phone or from home before rolling in.
Yeah, his point is this isn't an airport issue here in Milwaukee or anywhere else. This is an airline issue with the software that they use, and therefore there's nothing really Milwaukee Mitchell can tell you about that.
So cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike is saying that the issue is believed to be behind the outage was not a security incident or a cyber attack, and that a fix is on the way.
News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ. Coming up on 7:42 this Friday morning, you know who had a bad week in Milwaukee? Okay, we talked about some of the bars and restaurants. Yeah. Didn't see the trickle-down effect that they were hoping for the RNC. You know who else had a bad week? Protesters.
We have to show, as we have shown historically, that the power of the people is greater than the people in power.
That was from the big event, the rally at downtown's Red Arrow Park, parade around. That was Monday. And that was about it. Told you a couple of weeks ago, we were wringing our hands over the parade route and protesters potentially clashing with police and things getting out of control and violence. And that didn't happen with these protests, in part because virtually nobody cared. Headline of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel: demonstrators who hope to spread their message at Milwaukee RNC find no audience. They found the same thing kind of everybody else found. Much to the chagrin of bars and restaurants, would hope for a robust walk-in crowd. Downtown, people went to private parties and they went to the convention and largely didn't do anything else. They weren't out and about.
We just didn't get the walk-in crowd, said protester.
Yes.
Come on.
JS has all these protest organizers complaining that nobody was around. Some groups who registered to march or to demonstrate in various designated areas didn't even show up. Those who did had small numbers. JS said at Zeidler Square, which in fairness to the city, where they put people, there was complaining, we wanted to be closer to Fiserv. This was a block away from the primary entry point for the hard security perimeter. So right next to the fencing almost. Mm-hmm. A security guard in an orange T-shirt told the Journal Sentinel another organization was supposed to come speak after this group and then parade around the square together. But the other group didn't show up. Quote, there's not another group, so we don't really know what to do. This protester said. I guess, what should we do? There's no one there. They're not here. We only got a few. And there's no one here to see our protest or to hear us marching and screaming. I think a number of people were under the impression that they would be showing up and there would be crowds of people waiting to listen to them. That's a spokesperson for the mayor's office, Jeff Fleming. Here's the money line. They may be showing up and finding out there aren't people waiting to hear them.
Yep. Well, like, yeah. I saw some. Like, there were definitely some outside some of the entrances. Yeah.
And this isn't a right or left thing, because they're going to encounter the same thing down in Chicago. We're talking about putting them 3 miles away from all of the events in downtown Chicago, and the Democrats have their convention there. But it's the definition of a tree falling in the woods and no one's there to hear it. It didn't make a sound. 744 on Milwaukee's Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
There are 30 teams in Major League Baseball. 28 of them play today. And one of them is not the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers back in action after the All-Star break. They play in Minnesota tomorrow. It's a 6:10 first pitch. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Rick!
Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, on the line with us this morning. Yeah, we get extra day off there, Rick. That's got to help our team. I know number of folks that we talked to were pretty pleased about that.
Yeah, I think it's nice for the players. It is a little odd that we don't have a game on Friday, but we'll recharge, and then we've got a short 2-game series with the Twins and the Cubs, and then we're back in town next week.
That means you can hit a fish fry and enjoy your evening.
There you go.
Yeah, I think they're going to be fine with it. And again, break came at a good time. I think we've had some injuries and guys are getting healthy, and we've had guys play every game, and it's just nice to have a little break. But I'm excited to see what happens the second half. We've got a 4.5 game lead, tough division, but our guys are coming back healthy, and should be fun for the stretch.
Rick, Jeff Levering told us, and I guess I hadn't looked at the schedule in the same way that you all do, but he said that we have a robust home schedule here for this second half, that we were sort of weighted heavy on the road in this front half of the season. That's good, not only for, obviously, the team on the field, but also for you at American Family Field.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's great. We always a little better playing at home. We have a very backloaded schedule, so a lot of games in September, which assuming we're playing as like we have been, those games would be meaningful, important, and fun, and we should have some good crowds. But yeah, it's definitely been backloaded, which I like. We'll play hard baseball, and we'll see what happens.
Any big theme nights coming up, Rick? What do you have at the ballpark? Again, as you mentioned, we don't come home until a week from today.
Yeah, I think the couple of fun things going on is we've got Yacht Rock Night.
Oh, yes, I got 26. The hat. Thank you.
It fits nicely on your head.
Brewers Captain Hat, of course. Then we've got a Brewers Connect Hawaiian shirt on July 27, first 30,000 fans. And then Ryan Braun's being inducted in our Walk of Fame on July 28th. So we're going to have a nice pregame ceremony. Some former players, Mike Cameron, Bill Hall, J.J. Hardy, Corey Hart, Moustakas, Ricky Weeks, obviously, will be back, and we'll be with Braun. So it'll be nice to hear from him and, get the sort of recognition he deserves. So very big weekend coming up against the Marlins in terms of all these festivities.
Rick, one of the coolest things, I don't care the sport, is when these guys get back together and they see their old teammates, and if you can just be a fly on the wall, right, and listen in to the things they remember and how they mess with each other. I mean, that's really special to be around.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, they play a lot of games with each other. They're with each other 6 months straight and for several years, and then all of a sudden it's over, and you come back and, realize life goes on, but some great memories. So I know Bronny's excited to see his former teammates, and a lot of teammates wanted to be here for him. So, it should be kind of cool, and, I know it's great to have the connectivity with these guys. They love coming back, and not only seeing the fans, but seeing their former teammates and former coaches, and should be a fun weekend.
Rick Schlesinger from your Milwaukee Brewers on Brewers 360 today. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick!
And Brewers, once again, open the second half of the season. Please don't text. I know mathematically we're beyond the second half.
You know, actually, they played 95 games this year, or 97. I love
the voice you create for the person who's correcting you.
Who's correcting you on, right. It's the second half because it's after the All-Star break. Yes. Nonetheless, it starts out for the Brewers tomorrow in Minnesota. 749 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Idea Man.
I think you guys should be pushing. Get out to Vegas. Do a road show. Morning road show out in Las Vegas.
Innovator.
It has a good chance of beating the Eclipse.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
No, here's what you do. No, you get all the way, but you stop in Reno. Because then you're 97% of the way.
All right.
Enough. It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Our Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, update on Eric Big Plans Bilstead. He followed through. He slept here last night following the gavel out at the RNC.
And thankfully, it was the longest speech in the history of acceptance speech.
It was supposed to be less than an hour. It was an hour and a half.
90 minutes long.
Isn't that how it always goes? You have a long week, and you're kind of hoping, you know, like if you go to church, you're kind of hoping for that short sermon. And every time that you hope or think, everything's going to go longer. But so you slept. What did you do? You go air mattress in the office, or what did you end up doing?
Yeah, I did air mattress in one of the production studios.
I heard it deflating this morning.
Yeah, I quickly put it away. I didn't want to forget and leave it out. Someone walk in there and step on my mattress. But yeah,
that's great dedication.
I was going to say that one thing that I noticed sleeping here overnight for 3.5 hours or whatever it was, is you know how sometimes when you sleep at a new house, you'll like hear sounds.
Oh yeah, unfamiliar place, right? Creaks and groans of HVAC or whatever.
Lots of creaks and groans and people. Like there's like, I don't know what I was hearing, but I could hear men pushing carts and things. I wasn't sure if they're in the office or not, but I heard them.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is a lot of times you're a little bit anxious, and it's obviously harder to fall asleep because it's unique surroundings. But then the other part is when you do wake up and you don't have your you'll probably have your cell phone with you, but you don't have a clock. You have no idea the time, and then there's that moment where you're like, where am I? And you can't quite get your bearings about you, and you're cleaning people walking through. Like, I can just imagine that. That's always the part that freaks you out a little bit. I think this could be something. Eric, you're such a creative writer. This could be like a movie script where you could have some people from the RNC. Like, all of the, you know, you just start thinking about all the political drama that you could drive from writing a book or something off of what happened over the course of the week with last night being that catalytic moment for you to write a book.
I like this.
You know what else
idea.
He did, Tao? She sent an email, 11 p.m., midnight last night.
It's got to be close to midnight.
And I opened my email this morning because I was going to come in super early to prep. And it said, do not wake me up before 4 a.m. Yeah. I am here. I'm sleeping.
I did not want.
Hey, Eric, let's go.
I did not want to find myself on TikTok video of me sleeping.
Let's get that show plan together.
It's all about creating content. Yeah. So if you, that's where Vince, you should have went in there, kind of kicked him around and videoed while it was going. But, Eric, you didn't have to. Everybody knew you wanted to sleep. You didn't have to disconnect. It sounds like you disconnected the entire internet. Is what it sounds like over the course of the last.
Right. The global.
Nobody can fly out. You got everybody sticking around at the Milwaukee airport and everything else. So, I would think that you'd want everybody to get the hell out of here, but it seems like maybe that wasn't the case.
I'm doing the local businesses a favor. Hopefully, all these delegates stay one more night.
Yeah, I don't mind if they stay. Let's just get these barriers down from downtown. All right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Tausch. We'll talk again next week.
You bet.